we're gonna declare this together, that God has blessed us, amen. Do you love Jesus this morning? Are you ready to worship him? I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. I'm an overcomer and I walk in victory, in victory. For the faith I have no fear, to him I will always draw near. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Spirit of the Lord is.
Spirit of the Lord is.
Sing it out this morning. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I am blessed.
Yeah. Every day. Yeah.
Say I am. God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive.
Everybody here needs to either be reminded of it or you need to know of it. But there's a penalty for the sin that every man and woman is born with. The penalty is eternal separation from God. We call it death. And the only way to cancel the death penalty over mankind was an appropriate, satisfying sacrifice had to be made. Somebody had to pay the penalty, and nobody was able to satisfy God's justice. Animals, birds, bulls, goats, all sacrificed. None of it would work. But 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ died on an old rugged cross, was buried, and rose from the grave. And the death penalty is canceled. You ought to thank God. You're a free man. You're a free woman. You can do a whole lot better than that. You've been set free. Not only for eternity, but in this life as well. Come on, now really praise Him. God, I thank You. Let there be no doubt how grateful we are today. God, let us never forget who we are because of what You've done. And I pray for miracles, salvation, new beginnings, restoration happen in Your presence in this meeting. Not tomorrow, not tonight, right now. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen. Would you turn to two people and tell them, I'm glad that you're with me today. If you would, please. Then you could be seated. Good job, guys. Great job. I'm so glad that you're with me today. I'm glad you're sitting with me. You could have sat anywhere, but you sat with me. Thank you. Wow. What a great crowd for a holiday weekend. And all of our Canadian friends get to usher us into another holiday weekend. But thank you for coming today. Let's welcome all of our guests in person and online. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. We're so grateful. If you're here for the first time or it's been a while, look in front of you. There's a card that looks like that in the rack. And we've got those available for you. Fill that out, and when the offering is taken up, put that in the offering bucket, and that'll help us connect you to the church. We want to be a support to you. We want to be the most positive thing next to God's presence that's in your life, and we want to help you. So get connected that way. It's going to get cold pretty soon. I don't know if anybody's aware of that. If this is your first year in Maine, it's not going to get warmer. It's going to get colder. I'm built for it, but not everybody else is. And we want to make sure that every child that's in our region, you know, we kind of take responsibility for our region here. We're not totally responsible for every part of the world, but we are responsible for our part of the world. And we want to make sure that every child in the schools that are connected to us have a warm coat. Now, it's more than just clothing. It's an opportunity to minister to a child, to a family, and to a school. And so for years we've been doing this, and today I want to get some commitments from you today. This is so easy. It's so much fun. How about you? Do you enjoy going home from church and say, man, we got some stuff done today? This is one of those services that I get to just walk out and say, now that was worth us getting together on. And this is just one of the things. So I'm going to ask you to, this month, bring these coats in. There's places out there, and before we disperse them, we're going to pray that God will touch every single person, every single home that those coats go to. And so what I'm going to do is get commitments from you. We're going to go section by section by section by section, and then to the balcony, the cheap seats. I'm not asking you to bring the coat in next week. I'm just asking you to bring the coat in this month. We're asking you to bring a new coat. And we're not trying to be stuffy or uptight. But I think every child ought to know what it feels like to struggle to pull that new tag off their coat like the rest of us do. How many of you have ruined a lot of good suit coats and a lot of clothes ripping the tags off them? All right. Well, those kids should get the same privilege to ruin their brand new coat with a sales tag. All right. And please make sure that they take those criminal bracelet things off, house arrest bracelets. I've got several articles of clothing in my closet I can't wear because my clothes are under closet arrest right now because somebody in college didn't know to check that. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. All right. So I'm going to I have no idea what that means, but bring it. I haven't bought a coat for a while. So over on this section here, if you just raise your hand, and if you brought a coat today, just raise your hand so I can get a count, all right? Raise your hand. I'm going to assume your hand means one, okay? Okay. Now, Dottie, I need you to remember the number down here, okay? You remember the number I'm going to tell you. Put your hand up. Wave it like this. Oh, hallelujah. Got a Bic lighter? No, I'm just kidding. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. What number? You're going to do two. Okay, 36. And I saw a couple other twos. There's another two, 37. There's another two, 38. There's another two, 39. There's another 40, 41. I have to go back. It's like mowing. I got to go back and mow it again. That's 40, Dottie, okay? 40. Perfect number. Okay, stop. That's enough. Over here, ready? Raise your hand. If you're going to give two, I'm going to do a second count. One, two, three. Now leave your hand up there. Lord, help their circulation in Jesus' name. One, two, no electricians in this section. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. Put your hands down. If you're going to get two, raise your hand again. 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47. Can I get three more? Just kidding. 47. Kurt, remember that, 47. All right, section over here. Ready, go. Some of you, when you raise your hands from up here, it looks like you have two left arms. It's a really cool picture. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. Put your hands down for a second. If you're going to buy two coats, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53. Okay, 53. All right. What? 53. You want to do 10 coats? That's 63. That's 67. What's that, Anthony? You're doing this. I don't know if you want me to throw a curve, a sinker. What are you doing? What? 68. All right. Josh, remember that? 68? Okay, over here. Ready? Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43. Put your hands down. If you're going to bring a second one, put your hand up. 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56. Okay, can you remember that? 56? Bill, remember 56. All right, balcony. I'm going to do my best, okay? Ready? I'm going to go left to right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. You can put your hands down. Okay, if you're going to do a second one, put your hand up. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. That's awesome. It's about 10 degrees higher up there, so they don't want to buy coats up there. So what did I say for the balcony? 20? 20. How many are over here? 60? 107? 175? 231? 231 coats. That's awesome. That's really good. Thank you. Wow. Wow. My wife said she wanted 200. How many did you say? 200? You wanted 250? They'll bring extra, I'm sure of it. Yeah, we're going to go way over 250. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you. One more time. Let's thank God that He's blessed us. Let's thank God that He's blessed us. That, now somebody needs to watch. That's the product of a church that believes in the harvest. If we preach poverty and God's barely got enough, then we get four coats. But because we got enough to take care of ourselves and others, others get blessed. Amen. All right. Look, I want Josh and Ariel to come and join me and bring Meredith and the Grands to come and my wife. I'm sorry, Chris. I just shut myself off. And the boys, come on up here. We want to dedicate Meredith to the Lord today. Praise God. Come on up, fellas. One single file line this way. You stand here. You're looking good, by the way. I like your haircut. You stand here. All right, slide, slide. Right there. You're doing good. Perfect. You stand here. And in the name of Jesus, you'll be the two shortest ones before very long. How many know that's the way that works? Come on up here, Grants. Get right over there. Get right over there. I like your shirt. Well, you're welcome. All right. This is Meredith. What's the next? I know I'm going to miss the... Loazo. Meredith, Irene, Loazo. I'm not even going to try to spell that to you, but it doesn't sound like it's spelled. I can promise you that. So we're going to dedicate Meredith to the Lord today. Hi, Meredith. Whew. Can you see her? She'll be coming up on the screen real quick. But even right from there, she's beautiful, isn't she? Ah. Well, look at her grandparents. Why wouldn't she? No, it's a miracle. It really is. It's a miracle. Oh, I'm just messing with you. Isn't she beautiful? She is really looking you over. She's saying something. What else do you think? Give me that mic. What else you saying? Sorry, a little too soon. Not ready for public speaking. Just not going to work with me. Babies and pet tricks, I just never seem to pull them off. So, what a beautiful little girl. Wow. She'll have no issue in life. Four big brothers like that. You guys like having a little sister? Isn't it awesome? Are you going to protect her the rest of your life? I'm sure that you will. She's got something to say to you right now. I don't have the interpretation. I am Pentecostal, but I don't have the interpretation. If you can just... Yeah? Would you stretch your hands this way? Let's pray for beautiful little Meredith. What a sweet spirit she has. You can just feel the presence of God that's on her life. Lord, we anoint Meredith to you today. A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful gift. Lord, as we look across the state of Maine right now and we see the beauty of our landscape, we look to the skies and see the beauty of the heavenlies. Nothing compares to the beauty of what you've made in Meredith. God, we appreciate your creating ability. The uniqueness of her is not just her eyes or her fingers or her toes, but God, the uniqueness of her is found deeper within. Was never seen on a sonogram, but is sensed in our spirit. There's a mighty dynamic spirit that abides in her. Perhaps the strongest force on the earth other than your presence is a spirit that dwells in this tiny little body. And so God, for that reason, we come to this moment with sacredness and sobriety and holiness. And we say thank you so much for a beautiful, precious, healthy little Meredith. And God, her parents have come today, as your parents did on this earth, to honor you and to give Meredith to you. Lord, these are hands of clay, as we say, but to go into your eternal strong hands is not just something that we should do. It's a privilege. It's an opportunity. So God, we don't take the moment lightly. The family doesn't take it lightly. We're grateful that her life is not limited by our limitation, but her life, God, is in your unlimited hands. I pray, God, that as she grows and reaches the age of understanding, that she will receive you as her Lord and Savior. She shall serve you the rest of her life. And people that come into contact with her will be blessed and will serve you as well. In Jesus' name, amen. She wants me to stop talking. She wants to talk. Ah, she's beautiful. Congratulations. So happy for you. What a blessing. You guys are all blessed. Amen? God is so good. Honey, would you come and pray for this mom and dad?
Lord Jesus, we're just so thankful for this family.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that your hand is on them.
Jesus, thank you.
We thank you, God, that you're going to be with them, that you're going to help them as parents, that you're going to give them wisdom and direction and peace. I pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless them. You continue to be with them. I pray, God, that you just bless them. Meet every need, direct them in every path. I pray, God, that you have something so special for them. You're going to continue to give them the desires of their heart. We are so thankful that your hand is on every one of their children. We thank you that you, every one of them will serve you, that you're going to put a hedge around this home, and it will be blessed. Bless the grandparents. Bless all the relatives that they'll support and help and strengthen them in the Word of God. Let this house know your Word and live by it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord says, there's a joy that's rising up in your home. The Spirit of the Lord says there's a joy that's coming to lift the heaviness. There's a joy that's coming to take away any winds of uncertainty. There's a joy that's coming to your home to make your home look like no other. But it's going to be supernaturally involved. It's going to be supernaturally infused. For you don't have to do this alone, says the Lord. But the Spirit of God shall come upon you mightily and accompany that with joy. And no matter what you think could happen and what fear's voice would try to echo to you, I tell you today, says the Lord, that my joy inside of you will put the aggressor aside and will set a straight path for your future. Be not worried. Be not dismayed. Be of good courage, for I am your Lord. And where you go, I take steps before you, for I have ordered your steps of my people. And if you will continue to just keep your focus on my joy, I'll take care of your future, and no weapon formed against any of you will ever prosper, says the Lord. Yeah. Oh, thank God. I would think everybody here that's got a home would lift a hand and say, thank God he does that for our homes. It's not just for this precious couple, but it's for all those who will obey him. Lord, we thank you for a hedge, a protection, a barrier around every home connected to this church home. And we give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 There's a card for you. I signed it. That's the most valuable thing in it. I love you guys so much. Love you, honey. Maybe she'll be a little preacher. A little woman preacher. Okay. All right. Right here, guys. Thank you, guys. Handsome boys right there. See you, fellas. Thank you, grandparents. We love you. Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence today. In Jesus' name. You know, he's not just the God for Sunday. He's the God for every day. And he'll help you. Ushers, come. Let's worship in our giving today. I had something so eloquent to tell you in our giving, but it just seems to not be that elegant anymore. So I just want to ask you to give. Thank you so much for your generosity. And I believe that God is doing something in this church. I want to encourage you, while Jordan's getting ready to sing, I want to encourage you, everybody, if you possibly can, to be here in God's house every Sunday of October. And I'll tell you why. Every Sunday, I've got something significant to share with you. And one of the things I'm going to share with you is the fulfillment of a prophecy that was given over 50 years ago here. It is a door that I believe genuinely God has opened for our church to start expanding. How many believe that God could take Maine, the least Christian state, and turn it into the most Christian state? Come on, do you know it needs to happen? I'm not going to say if, I'm going to say when that happens, God will get the glory for all of that. Amen. And so I'm excited about it, but it's because of your giving and your faithfulness. I got some great things to share with you. It's going to be a great month. I thank God for it. So God bless you as you give today. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your faithfulness to us. We are blessed. God, it's a privilege to be a part of this blessing relationship. For indeed, you're so much greater than we. But God, yet through your grace and mercy, you bless us. We give you thanks and we respond with a loving gift. This is not just to the church, God. It's a loving gift we give to you. We give it with joy in Jesus' name. Everyone said amen. Amen. Just as before Jordan sings, Tuesday, the seniors are going on a leaf peeping trip. So whoever scheduled that, good job. You got the best week of the year. And then next Sunday night is parent night for our Ignite Soulfire students. Pastor Kelly, Pastor Christian will be meeting with the parents to team up. We want parents to get to be team members with our volunteers so we can give your children the best childhood of their lives. And then the last Sunday of this month, the last Friday night of the month, is Fall Fest, and that's a great outreach event. All right? How many free people are here today? You thank God that He's a freeing God today. Let's worship. And then my favorite preacher of all the world's coming to preach. My wife is coming to preach today. So let's get our hearts ready for what God's going to do.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. If you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lie. If you've been trying to fill the same old holes inside. There's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, He's a pain taker. Lost, He's a way maker. If you need freedom, saving, He's a prison shaking Savior. He's got chains, He's a chain breaker. We've all searched the light of day and the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out by the same old fight. We've all run into things we know ain't right. There's a better life. Yeah. There's a better life. Come on. You got pain. He's a pain taker. You feel lost. He's a way maker. And if you need freedom, He's a prison shaking Savior. You got chains. He's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. I said, if you believe it, or if you can feel it, I said, if you feel it, you better testify. If you got pain, He's a pain taker. And when you feel lost, He's a way. search the light of day and the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out, same old fight. We've all run into the things we know ain't right. There's a better life,
better believe it.
And there's a better life, come on. You got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, we'll save it. He's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, I got a chain breaker. If you got pain, oh, he's a pain taker.
I'd like everybody to raise their hand and say, I'm going to leave different today. I'm going to leave different today. I want to stir that in your spirit a little bit. I want to hear you say it. I'm going to leave different today. I'm going to leave different. If you came in broken, you can leave whole. If you came in sick, you can leave healed. If you came oppressed, you can be delivered. Whatever you need, today is the day. Amen? Today is the day. We're going to start reading in Luke 2. If you want to get your Bibles, Luke 2, 41 through 51. I'm going to talk about his business today. His business. How many want to be about his business? His business. Maybe you're not standing. Why don't you stand up for the reading of the word? Reading of the great word. Amen. Okay, I have a little bit of scripture to read, but I just want you to get the story, okay? So every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When Jesus was 12 years old, they attended the festival as usual. After the celebration was over, this is Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, they started home to Nazareth, but Jesus stayed in Jerusalem. His parents didn't miss him at first, which is beyond scary to me, because they assumed he was among the other travelers. Parents never assume anything. But when he didn't show up that evening, they started looking for him among the relatives and friends. When they couldn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him there. 3 days later, parents, 3 days. I would think that Mary and Joseph were probably like the best parents because God picked them. But, hello. Okay? 3 days later, that's Darcy's version. Finally, they discovered him in the temple, sitting among the religious teachers, listening to them, and asking questions. So here we have Jesus listening and asking questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. His parents did not know what to think. Son, his mother said to him, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been frantic, searching for you everywhere. And this is Jesus' reply. Why do you need to search? He asked. Didn't you know that I must be in my father's house? The other version is, I must be in my father's business. But they didn't understand what he meant. Can you, as parents, sometimes can you just say, you don't have a clue? Like, seriously, am I the only one? Like, not a clue sometimes. They returned to Nazareth with him and he was obedient to them. And his mother stored all these things in her heart. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and all of his people. His business. We see Jesus as a baby, and then all of a sudden it switches till he's 12. And I don't think that's actually by chance. He's 12, and he is about his father's business. So I want you to say, I'm going to be about my father's business. I want you to tell somebody, I want you to turn to somebody and say, I'm going to be about my father's business, and you may be seated. How many of you have ever lost anything? Like, you've lost something. Like, you've lost something. We were in the movie theater just a couple months ago, and I lost an earring. I thought I lost an earring. And we were looking underneath, and my husband's so sweet, because I know that he could have cared less about this earring. And we're looking underneath the seats with our flashlight. Just a recommendation, if you lose anything at the movie theater, just leave it. That's all I got to say. Don't put your flashlight under there, dear Jesus. And it wasn't even there. But that's one thing. But Mary and Joseph, like, lost Jesus, like God's son, like Jesus. I can't even tolerate it if I don't know where my children are for 3 hours, and they're all adults, and Darcy still knows. Because I am a very annoying parent. And that's not going to change. Well, maybe. I'm trying. But 3 days. Now, if you read, I studied this out. And some people say that maybe Mary thought he was with Jesus. And the men traveled. And the women traveled. And then you have Joseph, which he thought he was with his mom. All I know is they did not know where their son was. I mean, can you just think about that for 3 days? 3 days they're looking for him. And they finally get to Jesus. And they find him in the temple. Like, you'd think maybe playing Fortnite or something. But he is in the temple listening and asking questions. And I love that Mary is like, why did you do this to me? Because how many know that parenting sometimes is about me? Seriously. Like, why did you do this to me? I have been anxious. I have been hunting for you. I didn't know where you was, Jesus. And he is like, did you forget who I am? Like, at age 12, there's so much changes in a man at age 12, or a young man. I'm not going to go down this road, okay? It's be a very short little skirt. But at 12, things begin to change physically, emotionally, everything changes. And all of a sudden, you have this boy that is changing to a man. You guys are with me there, right? You know that happens. Okay, you're just like, I can't believe she's saying that. But, okay. So you have this, and you have Jesus, and he looks at Mary. I must be about my father's business. My father's business. And he went right with them. He obeyed them. But I wonder if Mary and Joseph got so used to living with the miracle, they forgot he was a miracle. Have you ever been around something so long that you just kind of get used to it? But at that moment, it was like, remember, I'm his. I'm his. There's a different plan for me. And he didn't even know what it was at that moment, but there's a different plan. His business, he had to be about his Father's business. Oh, that we would be about our Father's business in everything that we do. I think I love how it says Mary pondered this. That means she thought about it. You know, sometimes parents can overreact. Dear Jesus, has any, like, okay, let's just be real honest. Just, have your parents ever overreacted? Okay. Have you ever overreacted? Oh, dear Lord, yes, me too. Balcony, I'm telling you, it's true. But she pondered it. That means she stepped back, shut her mouth. Moms? It's kind of funny. Dads? Sometimes you just got to step back and think about it. Because not always what your children are saying to you is what they actually are trying to say to you, because they speak a different language. And we don't understand it always. I'm like, interpretation, Holy Spirit. We need to step back and kind of think about the situation and how it's going and what God wants to bring out of it. I love, you know, I decided a long time ago, being a parent, I wouldn't talk about parenting. Because you just know more before you're a parent. But I want to read you a couple verses that God tells us as parents. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in discipline and instruction of the Lord. It says train up a child. It says discipline a child. It says a father shows compassion to his children. It says children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. This is my funniest scripture about parenting. It's in Proverbs. Discipline your son, for there is hope. I don't know. Like, that's, and it gets better. It says, do not set your heart on putting him to death. I'm so sorry. Mike is in Kids on the Move this morning, so he has no idea what I'm talking about. Because sometimes you get a little frustrated as parents. I mean, you don't want to put your child to death, really. But, you know, you've crossed a few times, you know. But do not, what did it say? There is hope. Just know, parents, there is hope. Once you make his business, your family is his family. Let your family, just like it's his business, let your family be his family. He knows better than you. He'll give you wisdom and direction as parents and grandparents to help your children. But it is your responsibility to parent. It's your responsibility to make them behave. We were, last Sunday night, there's been a lot of services. When Jonathan was here and Adalis were here ministering, we went out to eat after service on Sunday night. Sweetest, funniest little girl that they have. So funny. And it's late and they've traveled and they're in a different church every week, different people. And we're sitting there at the restaurant, and that little sweet little thing got a little attitude. And she did. And it's late at night. And as a parent, I was like, it's okay. She's tired. Who cares? I didn't really care. But that mother took that little sweet thing and walked her to the bathroom. And when she came back, she did not have an attitude. Can I just tell you, parents, stop putting up with things that we are not supposed to put up with. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Make your children obey. Make them obey. If you have an attitude as a parent, don't expect your children to be any different. If your attitude is wrong, stop it and work on it. But you're going to stand before God, and He told you to discipline your child. And if you don't, your children are going to think that they can do anything in their life and no consequences. Discipline your child. Amen. Amen. Jesus, as soon as his parents wanted to go back to their home, Jesus went with them. He didn't fight it. He didn't have an attitude. He followed them back. He knew more than they did. He's like God's son. But he did what they said. Amen. Children, I love you. That's why I tell you this, okay? She pondered things. I wondered if maybe some of you have ever lost Jesus. Like Mary and Joseph did. I was just wondering if any of you have lost him. When was the last time that you talked to Jesus? Not just on a Sunday. Have you ever left him somewhere and thought, where is he? Where did I put him? We must be about his business. And if he's not number one in your life, you need to change that. Don't lose Jesus in the midst of distractions. Don't lose him in the midst of busyness. I think that's one of the biggest traps that Satan has for families, is they're so busy. And I am so busy. And I actually like to be busy. But they're so busy that they're losing their focus on what really matters. Help us to still focus and still do what he wants us to do in the midst of all of our life. At 20, let us do what he wants us to do. At 12, at 50, at 75, let our senior adults still be doing his business. When was the last time you prayed for somebody not to go to hell? You need to be about his business. He has a plan for you. It's his plan. It's his plan. I want to follow his plan. The Bible says, for I know the plans I have for you. That means Darcy. I know the plans that I have for you, Darcy. I know the plans that I have for you, Lindsay. I know the plans I have for you. And you can put your name in there. His plans are good. His plans are good for you. In the midst of all of it, that you'll be able to hear his voice. I love my husband's voice. Love it. I believe I will be listening to it the rest of my life, all day long, constantly, morning, noon, and night. And I love it. Good, he said. But even more important than his voice is the Holy Spirit, that I may know God's voice and that I may obey it. Not just know it and hear it, but obey it. I pray that this church will hear his voice and you'll know it and you'll walk in it. Because if we do his business, we're doing his purpose. I think in Acts 13 it says, now when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, there is a purpose for you. And if you don't know what that is, that's why we need to hear his voice. Because there is a purpose. And when we're following his purpose, then we bump into his blessings. Because I'm telling you, we are a blessed people. When we live for God, we're blessed. We walk in the blessing. We talk the blessing. I live in the blessing. I wouldn't want, you know, you hear some people say something about, oh, so hard to be a Christian. Really? Like, is it really? Because I would think it'd be pretty hard knowing I was going to a hell and I'm going to a heaven. I don't feel that sad about it. I'm pretty happy. I love walking. I know you're not supposed to do this with the camera, so I'm sorry. But I can't control myself. Oh, you guys do look so much better down here. You do. Hey. I was thinking how if you're walking in his blessings, you're walking in his blessings, how it changes you. I was thinking, Allison, come on over, honey. Allison, I met a few years ago when her husband, she's really not excited about this, but I met her how many years ago, honey? 3 years ago, her husband was on her motorcycle and hit a deer and was in ICU and did not think that he would make it. And obviously, he did.
Right? No.
No.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Just two. Well, she was. You were 8 months pregnant, right, when that happened?
3 weeks away from my due date.
3 weeks away from your due date of her first baby. And she is in the hospital with her husband on a machine, and they said that he would not make it. And I had never got the chance to meet Allison. So I went in, and I introduced myself to her, and I am so annoying that people will listen to me. And I got to go into that hospital, and we got to go into her husband's room, got to lay our hands on him, and ask God to breathe life into him. And we got to know each other. I got to pray with her. And you know, God went in that room and changed a situation. She came here on that Sunday and got saved. And her life has not been the same. She has two beautiful children, beautiful, like beautiful. I would take one, but she will not share. Beautiful children. And she walks now in God's blessings. She walks in it, and she talks in his blessings. If you could just sit with her for about a half an hour, you would leave encouraged. Why? Because she's been in the ICU, but she also has been in recovery room. And then she got to bring her husband home. And then she got to have her baby. And she just continued to walk in his blessings. I just wanted to remind some of you today, maybe you're in a situation that looks bad. You got to keep walking. His business doesn't stop in the ICU, but it keeps walking with us, that we can walk in his blessings, that we can talk in his blessings. God will continue to be faithful to you, and he will continue to help you, and he will continue to help your husband. Just walk with me and talk with me. And know that I am with you. You just got to keep walking. You got to keep walking. You got to keep walking in his business. In his business. It's not your business. If it's your business, you can't control a lot of things, can you? But when you're walking in his business, it is so good. It is so good. His business changes things. His business brings blessings. His business brings peace. His business brings hope. Do you need hope? Then give it to him. Haven't you already tried to fix your family? It's not going to work until you give it to him. And then he comes in, and it just makes no natural sense. But spiritually, it changes it. There is something about walking with him. There are blessings when you walk with him. when you walk with him. Addictions can be just gone. Makes no sense, but they can be gone and you can be new. It changes your family when you're walking in his business. It changes your marriage. It changes your parenting. It changes how you have peace. It changes it when it's his business and not your business. See, I've done it both ways. I've done it my way. Just to throw out there, that's not good. But when I do it his way, every time he helps me. Every time. Like every time. Not just part of the time. I sometimes hear his voice and I think, that makes no sense, but I'm going to do it. And I'm telling you, it does make sense. His voice brings his blessings. How many of you want to live in his blessings? Like you want to live in his blessings, his peace, his anointing, his strength, his peace, his joy. Whatever it is you need, he's big enough. I still believe that you can, when Jesus comes into your house, he can change your house. I still believe that. I believe, you know, you think about the woman that Jesus met that was in the midst of adultery. The Bible says that she was caught. So there was like proof, okay? She was caught. And yet, they bring her to Jesus. And he just says, go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. You don't have to live like this anymore. You can live in my blessing. Jesus meets the guy that's blind and he can't see. And well, obviously, if he's blind, he can't see. That was a good one. Sorry. Sometimes I see myself and I think, what did I just say? So he's blind. And Jesus puts mud on his eyes. And then he goes through the process and he can see. When you meet Jesus and you make it his business, he makes you see different. When you meet Jesus, when Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house, it changed his whole household. It changed the whole community. When you bring Jesus and you say it's your business, he'll change it. He'll change it. He'll change it. I've been just really praying for some of you that just feel like he can change that, but he can't really change mine. I just want you to know you're wrong. That's the enemy telling you that. Because when Jesus comes in and touches you and helps you, he changes it all. He changes it all. He changes it all. If you want Jesus to change it all, will you just raise your hand right now and ask him to change it all? It's his business. I give him everything. I give him everything. I give him everything. I give him bitterness. I give it to him. I give him my anger. I give him my hurt. I give him my wounded spirit. I give him everything. I give him everything. I give him the bad report. I give him my addiction. I give him my children's sickness. I give him everything, and you can change it. When it's his business, we must be about our Father's business. We must be. We must be. We must be thinking about his business in the midst of it. In the midst of it, that we would be looking for his business all the way through. It's his business. It's his family. It's his voice. It's his voice, his purpose, and his blessings. Can you stand with me and nobody leave? Please, nobody leave today. The Lord gave me very strong directions in this next part. And we need to have the discipline. I got you early, so amen. Thank you. I felt very strongly today that somebody is in a place that they need Jesus. They just need him. They need him. Right where they are, they need him. So if you'll close your eyes and you'd say, today I came and I need that Jesus that you're talking about today. I need him. I want him to come in and I want him to change every part of my life. I'm going to give my life to Jesus today. Will you raise your hand? I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to make all my business his business. Yes. 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 Anybody else? My business is his business today. I just feel like there's one more. His business. I'm giving him it everything. I can't really even do it like this anymore. I'd like all of you to come right down. If you came with somebody today at church, bring them with you. Don't let them come alone. He's so close to the brokenhearted, Paul. Bible says he renews my strength. He renews my strength. Anthony, will you come pray with Paul? Don't leave because I have directions for you. I met you at a nail place. How exciting is that? That was a God thing. I was going to quit, but now I know it's the Lord. You've tried to fix different things. I don't know anything about you. You've tried to do some different things. You've tried to fix it, and it just isn't working. The difference of today is when you leave, Jesus is going to help you fix some things. He restores and he helps. We're never alone when we ask Jesus to come into our heart. It changes us. It doesn't even make sense in the physical, but I'm telling you, it will be different. And it will be good. I don't know you. What's your name? Casey. I'm so proud of you for coming down here. Jesus cares about every detail of your life, every detail. And he's about to help you. He's been searching for you. He's been right there, but you didn't know it. And he cares so much about you. So today, I'm just going to ask you to just pray with me. And we pray as family, so we pray together, okay? Dear Jesus, come into my life today and forgive me. I make my business your business. Everything I do today, I'm going to ask you to be a part of. I'm going to ask you to make the crooked road straight. Give me peace. give me your joy. Give me your strength. Bring clarity. And I know that it's a new beginning from today. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Will you just pray with me for them? God, we just pray for Paul and Brandy today. We've watched them go through some of the most difficult roads that they've ever had to be through. But today we know that we're walking in your blessing. We're walking in your comfort. We're walking in your peace. And bring clarity and strength and hope in the midst of it. I pray in the name of Jesus that you bless these ladies today. That today is a new day. Today you're going to change some things that they've wanted change. And they didn't even know how to do it. But today you came in and you changed it. We are so thankful for the plans that you have for them. They are so good. In Jesus' name, bless them. Bless them, bless them, bless them. They can trust you. They can trust you. Maybe there's been issues of trust, but they can trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. They're going to pray with you and they're going to give you a Bible. But I wanted to talk to you today. If you will say today, I'm going to make my business his business, I want you to come to the altar today. Everybody, I want you to come. Balcony, I want you to come. I'm going to pray a prayer over you. I'm going to do exactly what God told me to do. If you will say today, I'm going to have my business be his business, I want you to come down, come close to the altar so we can have plenty of room as a family. Yes, let's just come on down. Come on down. Hallelujah. I'm going to make it his business today. I'm going to give it to him. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I need thee.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Move up closer so more can fit in. His business, his children, his marriage, his job. Yes, yes, yes.
For I come to thee.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I need thee.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you all raise your hands as we sing that together?
I need thee, oh, I need thee.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Thank you.
God cares about all of your business. I think that you've known he cares about a lot of people's business. I'm not sure if you know that he cares about your business. He cares about your job, your marriage, your desires. He cares about your business. That heaviness that you feel, and you just can't get rid of that. If you just feel it, and you ask God to take it, but then you try to distract yourself from it, well, today it's going to be gone. Amanda, you put your hand on her and pray with me. Some ladies, come pray for her. Today, that will be gone. You will no longer have that feeling that you can't breathe. In the name of Jesus, that will be gone. God has plans for you, and he knows you, and he loves you, and he cares about you. You are so special to him. In the name of Jesus, let that heaviness be gone, that worry, that fear be gone in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you don't need to worry because I already have it all under my control. Continue to look up to me and you will see me do it over and over and over again when you give it to me. Peace. Name of Jesus. If you have something you need God to do, if you have something that you say I need to give him, I want you to raise your hand right now. We're going to believe God to change it. To change it. In the name of Jesus. If you have something that you need God to do, you've tried to do it and it has not worked, today it's going to work. It's going to work. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every person here, every person in this sanctuary. God, they are such good people. I pray, Lord, that you bless them, that you remind them that your business works all things together for good. Your business heals bodies. Your business restores minds. Your business gives direction. Your business gives peace. It's his children, his marriage, his work, his finances. It's not your worry. Give it to him. Bless the children of God today. Let them hear your voice. Holy Spirit, let them hear your voice. Let them know that you're going to answer their prayers. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're going to take fear and add joy. You're going to take confusion, give direction. In the name of Jesus. Now is, I want everybody to think of somebody that needs Jesus, that doesn't know Jesus. And I want you to raise your hand and I want you to say their name when we pray, and salvation will come to them. We're going to believe salvation will come to them. Salvation will come to them. I pray in the name of Jesus that we begin to look a little different. I pray that we will begin to seek for souls to be saved for your kingdom. I pray in the name of Jesus that we will reach out to people we have never reached out to. I pray, God, that you'll say, that person needs me, and they will begin to witness, not just to their family members, but they'll reach out to different people, that you'll give them a burden for somebody they've never even thought of before. I pray that this church will be a soul-winning church.
in the name of Jesus, that next week we will see more people be saved. In the name of Jesus, I pray for victory in homes. I pray that devourer will be gone and our homes will be blessed, that we'll walk in the blessing of Jesus. It's His business and we give it to Him. We must be about our Father's business. Let's all raise our hand and say, God, you got some good things coming to me. You got some good things coming to me. You got some good things coming to me. We're going to sing, My House is Blessed. We're going to just right now say it, and we're going to believe it. We're going to do about 5 minutes of worship. Hallelujah. My house is blessed. Hallelujah. I want you to raise your hand. I know you still got about 5 minutes, so just stay with me. Somebody needs to leave a little different today. Hallelujah. Let's just say it. Hallelujah.
Is blessed.
Yes.
My family.
Yes.
Is blessed.
Yes.
My health.
Yes.
Is blessed. And my wealth is blessed.
Hallelujah.
My church.
Hallelujah.
Is my city.
Yes.
Is blessed. My nation is blessed. For my God is blessed. My house.
My house.
Is blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is blessed. My health is blessed. And my wealth is blessed.
Hallelujah.
My church.
Hallelujah.
Is blessed.
Hallelujah.
My city.
Hallelujah.
Is blessed.
Hallelujah.
My nation.
Hallelujah.
Is blessed. And my God is blessed.
Let's sing it loud.
My house is blessed. My family.
Next to you, and I want you to pray over them that everything that they'll do will be blessed. Everything they do will be blessed. Let there not be one person that doesn't. I want you to look around to make sure everybody has somebody. They will be walking in the blessing. Hallelujah. I want you just to pray with them that they'll walk in the blessing. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that they'll walk in the blessings of God. That they'll walk in the blessings of God. That Lori and Carrie will walk in the blessings of God. In the name of Jesus, that they'll walk in the blessings of God. Good things ahead for you. Good things ahead for you.